WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama lawmakers hit the pause button 2 weeks into the legislative session. That was the plan. They'll take next week off to assess how the rest of the session will go, given the pandemic. This week, though, a gambling bill dominated the discussion. Don Daly hosts Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. He gives WBHM's Gigi Duban an overview.
This is a comprehensive gambling expansion bill. Not only would it create a state lottery, but it would allow for 5 casinos around the state, 4 of those at the existing dog tracks around Alabama, and the 5th to be built by the Porch Band of Creek Indians in northeast Alabama. It would also bring about sports betting in the state. And the revenue streams from each of these would be variously distributed. The lottery proceeds, for instance, would benefit education scholarships with an emphasis on vocational training to help people get new and better jobs in the state. There would be a licensing fee and a 20% tax on the casinos, and those revenues would fund broadband expansion in the state. They would also help fund rural health care, mental health. There would be portions to go to local cities and counties, and there would also be some that would help the state's general fund. And in the midst of all this, there would be a compact with the Porch Band of Creek Indians, which would allow them to carry out Class 3 gaming in their facilities, table games, for instance. And all of this, of course, subject to voter approval, as it is a constitutional amendment.
Well, the Senate adopted a resolution to remember the 9,000 lives lost in Alabama to COVID-19, among them some former lawmakers. Is this, Don, the first time the legislature has really stopped to acknowledge the death toll from this disease as a group?
To my knowledge, it is. It was a pretty somber moment recognizing the toll that COVID has taken in the state. And of course, the legislature is operating under totally extraordinary circumstances with the pandemic continuing to rage over the new session with all the health and safety protocols that are going on, the limited access to the state house. We know, of course, that several lawmakers have tested positive over the last year. Some have been particularly sick with it, but it was a somber acknowledgement this week at the state house.
There was another bill that came up that we saw during the last session and stalled when the session was cut short. This bill would make it a felony to administer therapies to transgender youth. We're talking about giving puberty blockers to minors who are transitioning and performing medical procedures in that same vein. What happened this week, and what are some of the arguments you heard?
We heard a lot of the same arguments this week that we heard in the last session over this bill. It's been highly controversial and highly sensitive to a lot of people. This bill did receive committee passage this week in the Senate, and next moves to the full Senate. It's sponsored in the Senate by Senator Shea Shelnut of Trustville. He, again, is bringing forth the argument that transgender youth are too young to make permanent decisions about their lives, that they might live to regret some of the decisions that they make and encourage their parents to support. And there's the other side who said this is a highly sensitive area. We heard from parents of transgender children this week. We heard from advocates and doctors who spoke opposing it. So it is shaping up to be a controversial and divisive issue once again.
Once again. The legislature this week was getting to work on some new bills, but also eliminating some existing bills. A House committee considered legislation that would repeal protections for Confederate monuments. This ties in with a law that was enacted in 2017 that prohibits the removal of monuments that are 40 years old or older, or face a $25,000 fine. We saw this happening in a few cities around the state, including in Birmingham, when the city removed a Confederate monument in Lynn Park downtown after the Black Lives Matter protests. What does this repeal propose, Don, and where does it stand now?
Well, first of all, I think it's significant to note that Representative Wanda Lynn Gavan of Birmingham, who pre-filed this legislation last year, has sort of backed away from the repeal language. It sort of morphed, as she put it to me this week, into more of an effort to amend the current law. Specifically, she wants to give municipalities the flexibility to take down or move controversial monuments, statues, and the like, and turn them over to the state, either the Department of Archives and History or the State Historical Commission, who could then possibly display them in the future. She says a lot of municipalities have come to her and said they would like that flexibility, and they'd like to be able to do that without facing stiff fines that are outlined under the Memorial Preservation Act. This was in committee this week, but it was carried over. It was sent to a subcommittee for further study. Now, being sent to a subcommittee can often mean the death of a bill, but since it's so early in the session, Representative Givan says she is fairly optimistic that it can come back up for a vote later.
Well, Don, thanks so much for joining us.
Gigi, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's State House news most Fridays during the legislative session.